Community radio for Northeast Dublin. 90.3 Near FM.
Hi, welcome to Northside today. And again, we have a wonderful, an amazing, awesome person for you today. His name is Edo. He's from Brazil. And he has the most amazing podcast for the Brazilian group. But you know, in Ireland, we love migrants and we just want to get into how we started. And he's going to give us a lot of details today. So, Edo, I said all that to welcome you to Northside today. There's lots of people listening to you. So tell us, how are you, first of all?
Well, I am so happy to be here. Thank you very much for having me. I can't express, like, you know, how happy I am right now. I hope, like, people at home, they like this conversation today.
Listen, I've heard so much about you. And I actually tried the podcast myself. I don't speak Portuguese, but one thing I have to say, first of all, I just admire was Thank when you. You get into the podcast, I love all the graphic and
this
everything.
Animation.
The animation is so exciting.
Thank Are you.
Do you do that? Did you do that yourself?
Some of them. Yeah, some of them I did myself and some I had like to pay someone for, you know, to do the job for myself.
Well, it's very effective. Just makes you want to just get in there. What are they saying? So listen, we want to know a little bit more about Edo.
Yeah, well, I'm from Brazil, as you said. I moved to Ireland in 2015. Which, like, yeah, time flies, isn't
time
it?
Time flies.
Jesus, yeah, it's going to be my 8th year now, on February. So, yeah, it's going to be 8 years living here in Ireland. So, yeah, Jesus Christ.
Right. So what were you doing in Brazil before you came over to Ireland?
Yes, I worked in the film industry. So I was a film, I mean, like, not that I was, I still I still be like a film producer. I directed some short films as well. I worked with, actually, you know, some important documentaries that won some festivals, you know, in Brazil. Yeah, I used to work a lot in this field. And yeah, just decided to come, you know, to Ireland and learn English and who else know, you know.
Right. Now, listen, you said you won quite a few awards there. What kind of documentaries were you making? Tell me a little bit about one or two of them, what they were about, just briefly.
Yeah, there's like actually a lot of documentaries, but one of them I made, there's like a higher position that I could be. I was the producer manager, like, or coordinator. It changed, the role changed a bit here in Ireland. So I was like the, you know, the, how can I put that? Yeah, I was like responsible for, you know, the whole thing, not the executive producer, but like for the whole, you know, crew. And there's this documentary that I produced about a rock band in Brazil. They were really famous, you know, in the 90s. So yeah, people just loved it so much because, like, they could remind of themselves dancing discos, you know, and stuff like that. And also there's you know, wrestling, those fights that is more like a theater on the stage, you know, like. So yeah, I produced this documentary as well, and it was super important in Brazil back as well in 90s. Like, people, you know, just went crazy when they watched, you know, those fights. I remember myself watching, like, with my family, like, there's the, you know, this open channel on TV. So it was super, you know, it was a such thing in Brazil. It was huge. And then, like, after 90s, it starts, you know, dying a bit. Today it's still happening, but it's not like that strong as it is in US. So that's why when we made this documentary, like, you know, in the premiere, people, they just like cried a lot because they could remember like lots of things. Wow. And it's so good to be like in contact with like those characters, you know. They were like very famous, you know, being streamed on TV. And producing them, like, you were, you know, in front of them, getting their histories and stuff like that. That was so cool. Yeah.
Right. And you won awards for them. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you very much. Yeah.
Right. So now you're here, you came to study. And how did this podcast evolve? Because you have quite a cult following. When I mean a cult following, means that people just, again, like they found your films in Brazil, your documentaries, they just gravitated towards this, you know, this podcast. You were given, what led to this podcast?
Yeah, well, yeah, as you said, I came here like to study and then like, you know, starting working. And I have like the you know, double citizenship, the Italian one, because of, you know, my heritage. It's been like a couple of years not working in my thing, I would say. So, I mean, like it happens a lot to probably most of the foreign people here, like especially from Brazil. Most of us, we actually have a degree and like a career, so we decide to come here, so we have to start life again, you know.
All right. Yes.
So, I couldn't get the chance to work in this field, so I missed so much, you know, people's interaction, to learn from, you know, their history. And I loved radio because, as I told you, like in offline, that I worked in that TV, in that radio as well. So those audios, you know, like listening to many podcasts, I enjoyed so much. And one day I told my friend, Fernando, hey, what do you think, you know, if we start a podcast? And he said, yeah, let's try. And then, like, we bought some equipment, you know, stuff like that. And then we started. So I realized that there was something that I was missing, because not working in my field, you know, something that I love, I missed, you know, something that I had to fulfill after my, you know, my full-time job, you know, the one that pays, you know, my bills. So that's why I started as a hobby. But then, after, today it's just myself, because Fernando, he focused on like his things, you know. I just like respected that and say, okay, it's fine, but I have to keep going, because I figured out that I love this thing more than I thought. So yeah, that's how everything started, you know.
So there's a passion there, because of that's what you do. You know, there's a passion. I think that's what I'm, because even just, as I said, when I went into it, I can't speak Portuguese.
Yeah.
But I was like, gosh, what's this guy saying? This, the communication between you and the interviewer, I could feel it off the screen. So there's a passion there, because it's about creativity. That's what you were missing.
Exactly. Yeah. And that it has to be a passion, because I put money on it, you know. I put lots of money on it, you know. Equipment is, you know, the gear is very expensive. We know that. And now it's gonna be like the third season now. You know, it's been it's gonna be 3 years. Like, I started with the audio streaming only on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. But last year I decided to start those new formats, the videocast. It's a podcast recorded. So this year, I'm gonna go live, and there's many more surprises coming up.
Right. Well, listen, first of all, tell us a couple of the types that you've really enjoyed doing. I know you've enjoyed all of them, but what are the ones that have really stood out for you that, my gosh, you know, people's reaction, a bit like when you did that documentary in Brazil, people's reaction, people just gravitate to you. They just say, gosh, you know, it's almost like you've built a community for Brazilians here, but also for those abroad, from what you were saying offline.
Yes, yeah.
So therefore, is that, I think that's beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's what you need. When you, although that people are here, they're from Brazil, they could connect, but also connect from people there.
Yes, and that's something interesting, actually, because when you do a podcast, when you are creating content that helps, you know, the people somehow, even though you don't think, you know, you're helping them, and then you start getting feedback, and like you just, your mind, you know, blows away. Because you realize that, wow, that's beautiful, because my work is having, you know, it's like having impact at others. So I've got like feedback, you know, like, thank you so much. I needed this video, you know, I needed this video at this moment because my life, you know, wasn't going well. Another said, oh, because of your podcast, my life changed. today I'm living in Ireland, and you know, I couldn't be happier. I mean, like many feedback, and then like it's such like a crazy thing, because I could never thought, you know, like that, just like recording myself talk to someone could impact someone's life, you know.
Well, you know, we have to ask you, what is the secret behind your podcast success? Because obviously there's passion there. You said you bought expensive equipment, but it's got to be more than the expensive equipment, because people are saying, what you are talking about is touching my life.
Yeah.
It's making me create changes.
Yes.
And that's what content's all about. Do you know what I'm saying? Is that you can actually, your content can make people think and
yeah.
then make those changes without you forcing them. It's almost like, you know, when you listen to a podcast, you choose to listen to that podcast.
Yes,
you
want
to
exactly.
know about that topic. So give me some of your aha moments. That's like that podcast hit so many places I never thought it could hit.
Yes, there's... I'm going to give you like one example here, mm-hmm. but I want to tell another one. Okay.
That's okay. We
have
a time.
there was this guy, he's a comedian in Brazil. He came here for a stand-up comedy show. I had the opportunity to interview him, or like to have 5 minutes with him. And usually the way that I like to direct or like interview people, I try to take something very, you know, personal from them, because I that's the thing that I like, you know, when I see like a video that it's talking to myself, even though like it's, you know, it's not intended to talk to myself, I feel like, wow, yeah, that's so true. This video is talking to me. So that's what I like, you know, to bring those things to my audience. And I interviewed this guy. I posted, he just shared, you know, in his Instagram, my video reached 150K.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Yes, and people were just like saying, I never seen you so serious. Oh my God, you helped me a lot. I was with depression, but you saved my life.
Wow.
I was like in a bad time, you know, during COVID. But you were there with me, you know, because like the question that I asked him wasn't about his show, like wasn't about like anything. It was about like himself, you know, coming here and the impact he works would have in people's lives, something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like very special to me, because I think even for him, because, you know, he's very famous, and he asked, you know, the video to me. Oh, can you send me the video? I want to post it as well. And I said, of course I can. So this was like such a thing to me. And the second, there was a second, wow, there's so many podcasts that was brilliant. But this guy, the one that we spoke offline, he was attacked by six here in Ireland, in Dublin.
Yes.
And yeah, he was like seriously injured. It was a different podcast for me. Because usually it's more like a chat, so like I ask, you say something, and like, you know, vice versa. But this podcast was just like himself telling me the whole thing, what happened to him. And I was like so shocked the way things happened, and I couldn't like believe. It was like so impressive. Yeah.
Well, I mean, even I remember reading the story, but just thinking about how somebody could now tell you the story, you gave them the platform to tell the story, and that impacts a whole lot of other people about, oh my gosh,
exactly.
this person. So I really thank you for creating a platform that people can speak their truth, because that's what it's all about, is speaking your truth
yeah.
and letting other people hear that, my God, that happened to me, that I could connect with that.
Exactly,
so
yeah.
You're making the connection. Now, what is your future for this podcast? Because obviously it's going really well. What are the other plans you have? First of all, I say congratulations, because
Thank
you've hit the nail on the head. You're touching people where they need to be touched. You're reaching them. That's what it's all about. Now, what is the future? What does 2023 hold for your podcast?
Yeah, as I said, there's so many things to happen, but yeah, one of the things gonna, well, I'm gonna be live because I want to have, you know, my audience the opportunity to engage, you know, with me real time, and also with the guest, because I think that would be like very important. And nobody knows that, but I'm gonna say, because I think that's time now, my podcast, because I was doing this in my living room. Now I got a place. It's getting so beautiful. I have my own studio now. So yeah, people. Yeah, thank you very much. People can like expect like loads of things. Like there's so many surprises to happen. And yeah, the future would be. I want to like keep growing, and I mean make impact. Keep, you know, impacting people's lives. And bringing more people to share, you know, their life experience. And I don't know, it's just like my podcast is a window, like, to, you know, for everybody to go there and share the, you know, their story. So that's all, you know.
You're like an agent of change, isn't it?
Because yeah.
You're giving people the opportunity to consider their life and to brighten their lives.
Yes.
And to make changes.
Exactly. And that's something very funny, because I've heard that, you know, from many of my guests, that I said things here that I never said before. And I was like, wow, that's huge. And that's a very important thing, you know? So, yeah. And the podcast is growing, so I hope like to get my sponsor, because I will need it, you know?
And that's really interesting, because you said about sponsors. I mean, this is an art thing, isn't it? Because you're creating content. You're creating something for others that would never, ever have a chance to. How do you relate to the Brazilian back home who are listening to you? Is it encouraging all of them to come over to Ireland?
As well, yeah.
And then they know the ropes when they come into Ireland, because they feel that they've already got a community here.
Yeah, there's something that I love to highlight here. I don't sell dream. I don't tell them, like, you know, life here is beautiful, because we know it's just another country like any other, you know, in the world. But it's a beautiful country. I love it here. I just share, you know, like everything about, you know, Ireland, even the challenges, because I think it's important for them. Even though like they're in Brazil and they're planning to come, I want them to know what they can face. It's not like everything's gonna be beautiful, because like it's not true. They will face like difficult times here. It's very challenging. It's not easy like to leave home. So they won't have family. They, you know, they won't have like, well, they will have like friends. They will build up like their social group, you know, some of their friends will become families, but they will miss a lot of things. So that's why I want to highlight. I want to say, hey, life here is amazing. So many opportunities, much more than Brazil. It's an incredible country and all, but it's not perfect. So that's why I don't like to lie. I always tell the truth. You know?
I think that honesty that makes people, they could make their changes,
yes,
based on reality,
exactly.
Not on superficial
exactly,
ideas.
Yeah.
You know, so you ground them in truth.
Yeah, like also there's a guy. He, you know, he has like a YouTube channel. His name is Mario. He's quite famous in the Brazilian community here. When I invite him to come to my podcast, we just like say lots of things, like the reality here, you know, the rainy crisis that's going on, like some other issues that we face, you know, every day. So when he comes to my podcast, yeah, it's not gonna be easy, you know. Yeah.
So, oh Lord, this is really exciting that somebody would create a platform that others can relate to, but be honest with them. So they're not, it's not a gimmick. It's not a show in terms that, you know, it's not Hollywood. This is the reality of
exactly
living in Ireland.
That's what I want to tell them.
But at the same time, now, there was a story you told me, and I would love you to tell the audience, is having the kids for Christmas. Why was that so special for you to have the kids, the Brazilian kids?
Yeah,
you know?
that was something new, actually, you know. I said, okay, every single podcast that I follow, they're doing some special episodes. Like eating food. I was invited actually for some of them. So we had like, you know, dinner and drinks and stuff like that. And I said, no, I want to do something different. Why not to interview like children and like try to understand how they see Christmas? And especially because kids, you know, when they have like Brazilian parents, or at least one of them is from Brazil, and they have the experience of spending Christmas time in Brazil and also in Ireland, it's super interesting because it changes. It's not the same. Yeah, we don't have elves. We don't have the elves. Yeah, just like Santas and, you know. So it was like very interesting. And I could, like, I love like a lot what they said because it was super funny. Like, no, what do you like to, you know, to eat in Christmas time? They said rice and beans, and I was like, that's not like it's not even Christmas in Brazil, you know. Oh Jesus, yeah, that was super funny. But I wanted like to challenge myself because work with kids is not easy because it's very difficult to get their attention, especially for quite a long time. They just like forget about everything and they want to play and like touch like everything, the microphone. Oh my gosh, that was like very challenging. So that's why I wanted to do something different. I was like dressing up as an elfie as well. My friend was like dressed up as the dare, you know.
Oh gosh, I must have had fun. It's good that you challenge yourself to different things.
Yes.
And to make sure that you don't become stagnant. So for anyone that wants to, you know, to create a podcast, not necessarily Brazilian culture, but you know, what would be your advice to anyone that wanted to go out on the limb, say, listen, I feel creative, I've left my country, and I love what Edo is saying now. Give me three things that is important for them to know, three things they need to watch out for. Can you do that for
us? Yeah, sure. I think the first thing is just start it, you know, because like some people, they just think they have, you know, they need to invest loads of money in equipment, but that's not true. You can do it with your own mobile. Today, there are some softwares they can use, you know, some free softwares they can host the podcast. Just like do it, you know, take it out from the paper and start doing it. I think there's a first thing. Consistency, it's another thing, because it's super easy to start a podcast, but it's very difficult to keep it running because there's a lot of work. And I would say passion as well. You can be creative, but you have to be passionate about it. Otherwise, you will, I think you will like lose interest because as I said, it's a lot of work. And I at least for myself, I do, you know, everything, you know, art and the editing. Now it's going to be live, so I won't like edit anymore. But yeah, like agenda, you know, the production, everything. Yeah. So it's quite a lot of work.
Right. And I have to assume that you interview as much women as you interview men.
Yeah.
And, you know, because I think Brazilian women, Brazilian men, they're just amazing.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I used to know quite a few Brazilian people. Now, we've come very close to the end of this. What is it in your heart that you like to tell the audience that is listening to you today? And, you know, where can we, even if we don't speak Portuguese, where can we get to follow your passion and what you do for your country that others may want to emulate for their own communities? Because I think you've given us a great example of consistency, of passion, of, you know, investing in your own community so that they could create an atmosphere of unity.
Yeah, I Well, the first thing I would like, you know, to say that I love, you know, Irish people, and I love, you know, this country so much, and like they're open like to foreign people like me. I could like start my, you know, my life here again. I just want to say a big, you know, thanks to them for everything. And you know, the Brazilian community here, like, we are, I would say, 75,000 living here. It doesn't count the Brazilian with double citizenship, you know. So we are much more than this. So invest in us as well, you know. especially like if you have like some business or you want to reach the Brazilian community, which, you know, they are really incredible. Just give us, you know, the opportunity to like work together. I think that's, you know, that's a thing.
Yeah, I think this is it, isn't it? Because you are providing a very positive yet realistic community to people. And yeah, kudos to the Irish. They've welcomed so many nations here. So we must give credit where credit is due. And you're still smiling, Edo.
Yes, I'm happy. Yes,
I love that about your podcast. Even when I couldn't understand a single word you were saying, there was a smile, and the people being interviewed, they were kind of smiling as well. So it's like this is a happy cock, but can you put it into English, please?
I will put some, just for you. And I send you. No, I don't want to take, you know, a lot of your time here, but I think this is who I am. I have fun doing, you know, what I love. And I think this way the guests, they will feel more comfortable as well, because like sometimes in front of cameras they might feel like pressured, and you know, I want them to feel at home, you know, just like chatting with myself, and that's all. Yeah.
Right.
And I'm happy. That's why I'm smiling. Thanks so much. That's huge. That's huge thing to me.
Constantly smiling. That's the one. You know, they said a smile is the smallest distance between two people. You know what I'm saying? So that's great. Now, how can we get hold of your podcast? Please repeat it for us again. Your Instagram, your Facebook, your social media.
Yeah, it's the same. You know, it's the same name. It's Ireland in Portuguese. Irlanda Talk Show. Easy. That's super easy. You can find me on Instagram, on YouTube, even Spotify, Facebook as well, TikTok. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's been a pleasure. We've come right to the end. It's
pleasure.
Been a pleasure to have you here. Keep on smiling. Keep on making those videos. And a little translation in English for me.
I will. Thank you very much.
And thanks a lot for coming to share your passion with us.
Yes, I appreciate you so much. Thank you
so much. Thanks. So that was Edo from Brazil, and you can follow his podcast, and he's going to tell us again. We can follow you on
Irlanda Talk Show.
Right, and so that's where we need to be. All this year, we're following Edo. He's going to have a live talk show, and we're lots of great plans for this podcast. I want to say congratulations again
for
getting it right, for spotting out the need and meeting the need, and doing it with a smile. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
This is Near FM.
90.3.